Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. This week, we'll hear how the Scout Association of Jamaica is helping to shape young lives. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. On Friday, February 21st, the Scout Association of Jamaica staged its annual road march. Scouts of all ages from all across the island marched from the Scout Association's headquarters on South Camp Road to King's House, where they met with the island's chief scout, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Before setting off, however, several members shared how scouting is helping the nation's youngsters, especially those at the primary level, or Cub Scouts as they're called, mature into well-rounded adults.
Well, scouting teaches us to be self-sufficient because we talk about the holistic development of the child. In the end, a child who comes into the movement should be a good citizen, one who is a corporate-minded person who will be a Jamaican and not necessarily doing things that are not right.
Executive Commissioner and National Training Commissioner for the Scout Association of Jamaica, Joycinth Malcolm. The overall aim, she adds, is to provide children with well-rounded role models who shape the Cubs' behavior.
We try to be big brothers and sisters to them so that they learn the positiveness.
Cub Scouts are exposed to pioneering, which includes making furniture out of bamboo and ropes, orienteering, which involves learning how to read and understand maps, astronomy, knotting, first aid, fire lighting, and more. Assistant District Commissioner for St. Andrew and Aquila for the St. Peter and Paul Prep Scout Pack, Karen Harriet, describes the ways in which scouting has helped her Cub students grow.
My Cubs are precious little boys who sometimes they're only child, and a lot of them didn't know to cross the road. In Cubs, they learn to cross the road. They learn where they live. They learn about their environment. They learn about the social amenities that are in their environment. They learn to follow directions. They're learning survival skills.
Scouting has also impacted her as well.
I started out doing it for my child, and now I'm doing it for myself. I've learned to make gadgets. I've learned to make knots. And the survival skills that scouting is teaching me, I'm extremely appreciative of.
Group scout leader from Portland, Anthony Barnaby, shares how his Cub Scouts have grown.
They know to do a lot of stuff like for home stuff, like to help mommy in the home, like washing plates and dishes and stuff. Now to save somebody if they are drowning or if they're in a whole lot of tie a knot.
Let's now hear from some of the Cub Scouts themselves. Anthony Wilson of the 57th Cub Pack from St. Peter and Paul Prep describes a camping trip he recently went on with fellow Cub Scouts.
It was fun and very amazing.
Here's some of what he learned.
Skills and thinking, tying the knot.
Theo Martin of Yadar Primary School shares his camping experience.
They teach us the survival skills and in detail how to be polite and those stuff. I went to Clarendon. Yeah, they teach us like how to do knots, raise the flag, the flag break, and like, yeah, and those stuff.
Kalita Montgomery of Yala's Primary in St. Thomas tells us what he loves most about scouting.
I learned songs, games, and a lot of activities. We have campfire. I went to the river. I play games and sing songs.
Terrell Carr of Townhead Primary in Westmoreland says his favorite activity is marching during the flag parade. He tells us some of his favorite moves.
Park, alert, right turn, 3 steps forward, and salute.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.